The government has bowed to public pressure on its controversial fisheries legislation. The bill had been welcomed by the commercial sector but condemned by recreational fishing groups. Political reporter Lillian Hanley has the story.
I accept that amateur fishing is really important. I'm one. But please, there's nothing in that bill that stops you from going fishing this afternoon or tomorrow.
That's Fisheries Minister Shane Jones on Sunday responding to protesters against his legislation that proposed to remove the minimum size limits for commercial fishers from a number of popular species, including snapper.
Already when we go out there, there's hardly any fish left, and you want
there
to take
is an enormous amount of snapper. It's almost biblical. You can walk on it.
He rejected their concerns, saying the proposal would help limit wastage, but others in the coalition seemed to be listening to the growing backlash. And yesterday morning, the Prime Minister stepped in.
All I can say to you is we had a very good constructive conversation in my office this morning. The egregious part of the bill has been removed and won't be progressing and won't become law. And I just encourage all other recreational fishers to make submissions in the process so we can make the bill even better.
But New Zealand First Leader Winston Peters says he had the discussion with Shane Jones.
I had a long meeting with him this morning and the previous one for that. And we decided to fix it and then told the Prime Minister. That's the sequence.
And Shane Jones says there's only one person who can tell him what to do.
The Prime Minister is a very collegial man, and I don't want to reveal anything that happens between his kōrero and mine, but there's only one person that's capable of instructing the matua, and that's the rangatira Winston.
However it came about, the ACT leader is celebrating.
It's a great day for very small snapper and recreational anglers alike to see this back down from Shane Jones on the recreational fishing to restore some common sense. It shows the government can listen. We're extremely pleased to see it, and I'm sure we won't be the only ones.
There's consensus the issue had become a distraction, and the coalition is adamant it doesn't spell chaos. But the opposition says if it was such an issue, it should have been picked up sooner.
The fact that no one in the government thought, hang on a minute, this isn't right, and it got all the way through to the stage where it's being introduced to the House without anybody picking that up shows that this government is dysfunctional.
Those who have been protesting the proposal are happy with the U-turn. Here's fishing host Matt Watson.
It's a start. What it is a win for is a demonstration on what people power can do.
But he, like others, are still critical of the bill itself. Legacy's Sam Wolford says the minimum size limit proposal was just clickbait.
Now, because of the significant outcry, and claim that they've heard New Zealanders, no, this whole thing needs to stop. To kill the bill, to go back to basics, and they need to restart with the public of New Zealand in the room.
But Chief Executive of Seafood New Zealand, Lisa Futchek, is disappointed.
The proposal would have strengthened the incentives for commercial fishers to avoid catching small fish. We don't want to catch small fish. Our processors don't want to process small fish. And this proposal would have provided incentives not to catch small fish.
Back at Parliament.
Oh, yes, 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 no. All these matters have been to Cabinet. But, you know, these fishing issues, they're so obscure and finicky.
It seems there are bigger fish to fry.